Thank you for calling Omex Health. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Ed Gruntz, and I ordered your CBD pain reliever roll-on, the Carafreeze, and I just got shipped another one that I didn't order.
Okay. Let me see here. Can you provide me with your last name and the zip code?
Gruntz. Gruntz. G-R-U-N-T-Z.
Thank you. What's that zip code?
92530.
92530. Right, and verify your shipping address for me.
208 North Shore Drive, Lake Elsinore, California, 92530.
Thank you. All right, I do see here we had our CD pain relief cryo-freeze roll-on. It seems like you ordered this for every month, sir.
No, I didn't order it for every month. I ordered a one-time deal. How do I return this to you and you return my money?
Okay, there's no way we can set you up for something that you... Normally, you can order the 1 month if you set it on the 1 month, sir. You sure you maybe didn't do that by mistake?
Nope, I don't make mistakes. I did it for one time. And if you guys are not going to take care of this, I'll dispute the charge, and I'll return this item to you, and you guys can all go to hell. But I'm calling up to try to make it right. How do you want me to reship this back to you? And I want my money reinstated, or I'm going to dispute it.
Mm-hmm. Even if I could do a 50% off on that, if you want to keep it.
No, I don't want it, sir. You're not hearing me. Would you like to get a manager
sir.
Or somebody? Okay, well then.
I mean, I heard completely, sir. I was just asking you a question.
No, I don't want it. I don't need it. The first one didn't work. Why would I want some more of the same shit that doesn't work?
Well, sir, I was just asking because you got it on set for every month.
Okay. Well, that's wrong. And this call is being recorded, by the way.
No problem, sir. All our calls are recorded.
Good. I hope so.
Okay. You say you want to return the product, correct? Correct.
I'm sorry?
And you say you want to return the product, correct?
Yes, yes. I don't need it. It don't work. Why would I order more than one?
I will have no answer for that question, sir. All right, I'll provide you with the RMA number so you can ship it back. Once we receive the product, we'll issue the refund.
Okay, so what number you give me?
A RMA number.
RMA?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm ready.
Right. One second here. All right, RMA number is going to be 27660.
And what do I do with that number?
You're just putting on the packaging slip when you send it back.
Okay. And are you guys going to send me a return package slip?
No, sir. You have to send it back on your own.
Yeah. To what address?
All right. Do you still have the address? Is the address on that packaging slip, sir? That you wore that actual product that you received?
41 Canal Street?
Yes, sir.
Lewiston, Maine?
Yes, sir.
All right. I will return it with that RMA number, 27660. And then you guys will reverse that charge and cancel out all future orders?
Yes, sir. When we receive that product.
Can you email me a confirmation on that?
Yes, sir. You'll get one momentarily about the RMA.
Okay, you have my email address, correct?
Yes, sir. The email address we have here, edgrunts1@yahoo.com.
No, there's no one.
I'm sorry?
There's no number one. E.
edgrunts1@yahoo.com. That's not your email?
There's no one. No, it's not my email. Boy, you guys get everything mixed up.
Oh, you didn't put that information, sir.
Well, I didn't put it in, sir. So I guess the guy that works in accounting did. It's edgrunts@yahoo.com. There's no one.
No problem.
And I'm sorry, your name again?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
My name is Demetrius.
Demetrius, do you have an ID number?
0242.
All right, is there anything else you need from me?
No, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Thank you.